Drew Petrie takes it right on the 50. He's going to go into Nahas, top of the goal square, cruising into an open goal. Yeah, Robbie Nahas, part of that win for North Melbourne yesterday down there in Hobart, and he joins us on the program. Robbie, thanks for your time.
Cheers, thanks for having me.
You must be enjoying your footy. You're getting a regular spot. You're kicking goals. Must be having a good time there at the Kangas.
Yeah, it's been a good transition, a year and a half there so far, and yeah, I can't really complain. I've seemed to be getting picked most weeks that I'm fit, and hopefully that can continue.
We were talking before about how dangerous the North forward setup is and the balance of it. Now, there's three tools up there, but even the smaller types like yourself, there's a variety of types with Lindsay Thomas, say Sean Higgins, Boomer when he goes up there. Have you felt that there's a real nice sort of symmetry almost about the way the forward line's set up?
Yeah, we have a great balance, led by Drew Petrie, of course. His leadership in that forward line is second to none, and he really sets us up. But being fourth in line behind, you know, Lindsay, Higo and Boomer makes it a lot easier to sort of get a kick, and most teams don't have enough small defenders to sort of cover that. So, you know, it's a real advantage we have, and hopefully we can keep exploiting it.
We were also talking before about the Tigers and their lack of a small forward. You must think, perhaps they could have hung on to me.
Hindsight's it's a beautiful thing, but I'm pretty happy where I am. So it's all worked out pretty well for myself, so I'm not complaining.
Tell us about Drew Petrie and his leadership and what he does on match day, Robbie, and his direction and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, he sets us up, whether it be stoppage structures, he makes sure the key forwards are in the right position. He lets you know if you're not doing the right thing by the team. We've got our certain trademarks that we stand for each week, and if we're not doing them right, he's the first one to tell us, but he's also the first one to tell us if we're really setting a good example for the team. So whether he's getting kicks, marks or handballs, his defensive side as well as his setups, like I said before, second to none.
There's an interesting sort of take on North this year. Gary Lyon wrote an interesting column yesterday saying he's not sure just how good you guys are. And we know your best is great. I mean, last year North knocked over all the other finalists, and yet just occasionally there'll be those games like the first game this year when Adelaide blew you guys away, and then Hawthorn last week, 10 goals. What do you put that sort of inconsistency down to? Because it's now a pretty experienced playing group.
Sort of a hard question to answer. Can't really sit there and talk to about why we have those lapses, but we know we're a work in progress. We've got a really strong list, I think, and a lot of depth. So we know that we're going to be thereabouts. We haven't really started as well as we'd like, but at the same time, we're 3-3, and it's a long season. So we know that our best football is yet to come, and we need to do that at the business end. So hopefully we can continue to build something pretty special this year.
What did you think of yesterday, Robbie? It was a funny sort of a game. It's a venue, I suppose, you don't play at too often down there in Hobart. What did you think of the ground and the dimensions of the ground down there at Blundstone Arena?
The first of all, the deck's elite. It's good as any you play on. So, and the players. Point, that's something you really want it on a football ground. The size is, I think it's the same length as maybe the G-Ot, but I think the width is a bit more narrow. But I really enjoyed it out there. The crowd was fantastic, and we've won 5 out of our last 7 out there, so it's sort of becoming a little bit of a fortress for us.
Just, I'm reading one off the SMS here, Robbie. Brett from St Albans, who's, remember Wayne from St Albans on the Aeon FM?
Yes.
His brother, obviously. But he says, can you please ask Robbie whether or not he's altered his kicking style for goal? Last year, it seemed as though he tried something different compared to this year. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely true. I spent a lot of time with Boomer Harvey in the off-season just with goal kicking. He doesn't seem to miss too many of the little fellas. So I sort of spent a bit of time with him, and he's really honed my technique a bit. And I don't put the mockers on me, but I haven't missed a goal this year, so hopefully that continues.
Well, it might not be the only example is you can follow. Do you intend to be... He turns 37 on Thursday, Boomer. Are you going to be around that long?
I don't think so. There's very little chance of that.
What was it exactly, Robbie, that you had to just sharpen up on?
Technique-wise?
Yeah.
I think it was to be honest, I think it wasn't natural. Yeah, I think I was worrying about it too much. It was no flow in the technique, no flow in the run-up. Spending time with Boomer, he just said, make sure he kicks a bit more natural, have a little natural arc, and It seemed to work. Seemed to work so far, so I can't really complain.
What, playing with interesting groups of young men, are there? It seems like there's some fairly quirky characters on the North List. Can you tell us a bit about Ben Brown? He's a bit of a character.
He's from Tasmania. I think that's enough said. they're a bit strange, but he's definitely unique. But he's a very good kid, and he's willing to learn. Is something that sets him apart from most of the boys. He's an extremely strange person, but he's loved by the boys.
You talked about that forward line at the start, and how consistent it is, and how many numbers you got through there. What did you think when they got Sean Higgins into the club? They got you the year before. There's so much competition for spots, Robbie. Did you get a little bit concerned when they brought Higgins in?
To be honest, not really. I don't really worry about things that I can't control. I knew that if I was going to have a good preseason and be in good enough form, that I was going to get an opportunity. And Brad's really good like that. He makes sure that each one of his players knows that if you're playing to the structure and you're playing good enough, you're going to get your chance, and it's up to you if you can take it. Now, with so much class in the forward line and getting in the side, it actually makes it easier for me to play well. So, it's a massive benefit for my football.
Would you say you're a pretty positive person? Because what you've just said then, I read your interview with Emma Quayle the other day, and you said a similar thing. And I thought, gee, a lot of blokes, if they were in the position where they were delisted, they'd probably just crack the sads, particularly at your stage now. But you really put the most positive spin possible on it.
I've had a pretty good crack at it, to be honest. Like I've come off a rookie list to start off. I got drafted late. I've taken every year as it comes, to be honest. I've just really enjoyed playing football at the highest level. And you're going to have bad games, you're going to have good games. And all I've really learned over the time is that it's something that I really enjoy doing. And if I get to do that every week, there's nothing really to complain about, whether you get delisted. But at the end of last year, North sort of said to me that, don't worry about what you're going to see in the papers. We're going to give you another crack on the rookie list. And I said to them, whether it's a rookie list or senior spot, it's not really going to make too much difference with the way that the AFL's set up now, that anybody can sort of play. So, like I said, it doesn't really matter. I just enjoy playing.
I was going to say, whatever the ups and downs of a career, but playing football professionally, getting paid for it, is a reasonable gig, isn't it?
Yeah, listen, there's obviously a lot of performance anxiety, and a lot of guys go through different things, and it's sometimes not the easiest place to be around. But at the end of the day, if you could sit back and reflect 10 years from now, you'd be pretty happy with how everything went, and I'm sure this will be one of the happiest times for the younger generation, us guys, as playing football. I'm sure this will be one of the happiest times of our lives.
Well, thanks for the chat. We've got a message service going here too. Stephen South Oakley says, tell Robbie to get his brother Ronnie to call Whitey back. So I hope that means something. And can you pick up 2 litres of milk on the way home? Thanks.
Just a couple of local boys, mate, from Oakley.
Robbie, thank you very much for joining us. You're having a good season so far. Good luck for the rest of the year.
Appreciate it, guys.